Good morning. I'm Scott Frank. I am a public health and family medicine educator, practitioner, and researcher. I am the director of the Master of Public Health program at Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland, Ohio, and the director of a small health department, Shager Heights Health Department, that is within Cuyahoga County. And finally, I am the principal investigator for the Ohio Public Health Practice-Based Research Network, which we affectionately call RAPI, the Research Association for Public Health Improvement. I am very pleased to be here and part of this presenting group this morning. As I listen to the presentations, I'm struck to repeat my recently adopted mantra, and that is, it's good to be a public healther. You know, the kind of work that we see at this conference and we're hearing during this presentation really makes that clear. I do also want to comment that I'm a father of five, grandparent of two, with one on the way, and any parents in the room may easily recognize the sound that we're hearing in the background is, in fact, a running hamster wheel. I'd also like to say that I have no relationships to disclose. The grant that I'll be presenting information from was funded by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation as part of the Public Health Services and Systems Research Program, a quick strike grant. We are, as I mentioned, Ohio's Public Health Practice-Based Research Network. I should also mention that one of my co-authors is here in the room, Katie Gardner, and happy to have her on board. These were others on our team who aren't here at the conference, but were essential in getting our work done. I should mention explicitly that the Health Policy Institute of Ohio was our research partner on this, and I'm going to focus on details of differences within local health departments in community health assessment, but the larger study, which I'll also be commenting on, focused on differences between local health department-led community health assessment and hospital-led community health assessment. And the HPIO team analyzed the hospital side while we gathered the information on the local health department side. So the purpose is to compare and contrast community health assessment process and priorities led by local health departments and by hospitals in Ohio, as I mentioned, with an emphasis in this presentation on local health department differences. I'm going to share with you some key terms that we work with. These are widely used but not universally used. Community health needs assessment refers to hospital-led community health assessments. Community health needs assessment implementation strategy is the piece of the process that moves it from an assessment to action. Community health assessment is commonly used to describe the basic process of assessing community health led by local health departments, and community health improvement strategies or CHIPs are the improvement plans that we put into place to move the assessment forward. Finally, we used community health assessment and process and priority quality measurement tool that we adapted from the state of Wisconsin, adding items that were uniquely poised to assess hospitals as well, to assess local health department and hospital collaboration, and to focus on priorities. The Wisconsin instrument did not look at priorities. So basic look at what we found, 189 nonprofit or government hospitals in Ohio. These are all as of July 2014, 170 did the CHINAs, and 80 of them extended that to the improvement strategy. 110 CHAs, 65 CHIPs among 124 local health departments. There were About a third, a little more than a third of the local health departments that collaborated across two or more health jurisdictions, with two-thirds having their assessment done in one health department only. Hospitals had a lot of collaboration within their own network, and a little bit more than a third collaborated with at least one hospital outside of their own health system. This is the extent of collaboration reported by local health departments with hospitals. We have the inverse of this available also, though I'll not be presenting it today. About 17% noted no health involvement. The most frequent health collaborations were superficial in nature, just the provision of data, that's the most commonly invoked measure of collaboration. However, good frequency, about a third of the time, there was partnership between hospitals and health department in data collection, and the hospitals took what was described as a leadership role in a little bit more than a third. This describes the percent of local health departments and collaboration. CHIP partner, CHIP leadership role, and CHIP joint document happened only occasionally. So the first slide was collaboration with the community assessment. This extends to the improvement plan, and much less involvement in the improvement plan than there was in the initial assessment. So as we look at the process and quality of the community health assessments, we did an adaptation of the Wisconsin tool, as I mentioned. And these were the domains that were looked at, foundational areas, working together, assessment, prioritization, implementation, and evaluation. I should be clear that we did not survey health departments about what they did, but rather we reviewed the documents that were available demonstrated what they did. We abstracted those documents, went through an inter-rater reliability process that allowed us to feel confident in the findings that we present today. So in terms of information about the quality of process, you'll see related here the structure of health departments and how that related to the quality of the process. These numbers are on a scale of four. So combined health departments, those are health departments that include both city and county health departments, had the highest quality, and county health departments alone had the lowest. There was no difference noted based on whether there was a Board of Health involved. And among those that conducted no community health assessment at all, 64% were among county health departments. This looks at the jurisdictional size, and you can see that the highest quality was in the largest health departments, but that the smaller health departments, 79% of the time, 79% of the local health departments that didn't conduct the community health assessments were in the small jurisdictions. There was no difference in quality based on whether the CHA or CHIPs were done cross-jurisdictionally. Total budget is looked at here, and again, not surprisingly, the largest budgets had the best quality scores associated with them, though the smaller budgets did better than the mid-size budget for some reason. Very importantly, there was no difference in quality based on per capita budget. Is a little bit different way to look at it. 57% that didn't conduct the CHA were in the low budget areas. Just a bit of a comparison of the hospital and local health department process quality. You can see that health departments tended to perform better than hospitals on these metrics. In the foundational area, working together, implementation, and on the total score, with a significant significantly better performance on prioritization among hospitals, not a significant difference, but a bit better on assessment among hospitals. So key findings around process is that local health department assessment process was more likely to be founded in theoretical and evidence-based frameworks, define a mission or vision, include implementation planning, have broader stakeholder participation, and conduct health policy activity than hospital-led processes. Hospitals were somewhat counterintuitively more likely to address community assets, more likely to address health equity and vulnerable populations, more likely to choose their health priorities based on a criteria, and provide community health assessment information to the stakeholders who are setting the priorities. I'll comment that one of the reasons that hospitals may address health equity more than local health departments is that it is a requirement of the ACA process. But I will say that though it's a requirement, only about two-thirds, in fact, did address health equity. This is a look at the level of collaboration and the quality, and you can see a direct and pretty linear relationship among health departments as there's greater collaboration with hospitals and an increase in, a significant increase in hospital quality as well, but not as clear as it is for the health departments. So what matters in collaboration? We were able to look at the kinds of collaboration that went on. There was no difference in quality if all that happened was the provision of secondary data or involving people in focus groups or as key informants, but quality did improve when there was partnership in data collection, when hospitals, when either partner was involved in prioritization for the other, when they were considered partners in the process, and when they took a leadership role in each other's processes. So next I'd like to present on health priorities, and again didn't ask them what their health priorities were, but gleaned those health priorities from their own documents labeled as health priorities. And we divided those into four groups: health conditions, health behaviors, community conditions, and health systems. This is a quick look at what we mean by those things. Health conditions really represent medical diagnoses for the most part. Health behaviors, self-evidence. You can see some of the things that we counted as community conditions and health systems conditions. So this is a look at the top 12 between hospitals and health departments. Obesity, access, you can read our list, but when we looked at hospitals and health departments separately, we found broad similarities. Six of the top 10 were on each list, but in different orders. And you'll see as we look at the top three for health departments, physical activity, obesity, and nutrition, those are all essentially addressing the same domain, while hospitals tended not to identify those factors that led to the obesity as priorities, but rather the condition of obesity itself. So as we look at the categorization, medical conditions were much more likely to be cited by hospitals, while health behaviors, community conditions especially, and health systems were more likely to be identified by local health departments, not a significant difference on health systems. The difference on community conditions is illustrative of the difference between the medical system and public health system at this point in history. We also clustered these into areas that made sense and figured out that there were four major clusters: medical conditions, behavioral issues, access cluster, and obesity cluster. Combined 30%, 33%, 37%, and 40% across these different cluster priorities. with some of the things listed here. I'm going through quickly because I know I'm running out of time. All right, so when we looked at differences between health department structure and priorities, there were more similarities than there were differences. When a Board of Health was not present, which in the state of Ohio is primarily a proxy for city versus other health departments. City health departments generally don't have a Board of Health, but the City Council serves as a proxy for the Board of Health. Infant mortality, built environment, and food environment were more important than with a Board of Health. Regional differences, I'm not going to go through, but you can see there were regional differences that are important for us to look at strategically in the state of Ohio, and how that relates, for example, to the state health assessment is something that we'll be attending to. There were differences based on budget that are somewhat counterintuitive. Health departments with either a high or a low budget were more likely to address built environment, social determinants of health, under insurance, and bridging public health and medicine. Those with high budget tended to be more likely to address infant mortality. That's probably a proxy for urban areas where infant mortality is even more of an issue. On per capita budget, there were differences in priorities towards addiction and emotional health. And among those with low per capita budget, mental health was more often a priority. Based on the structure of the health departments, city health departments prioritized public health and medicine collaboration to a greater extent. Combined health departments, nutrition and workforce development, and both city and combined health departments emphasized under insurance, health information technology, and finding funding and financing for programs. What to remember? There's a wide variety in the extent of collaboration across among hospitals and LHDs across the state. Less variety, variation within health departments, but important information there as well. Collaboration between hospitals and health departments is associated with higher quality. Hospital health priorities are more likely to focus on medical conditions, while local health departments focus on community conditions and health behaviors. And most prominent community health priorities are related to obesity, access to care, and behavioral health. Within the LHD cohort, quality is better in larger jurisdictions and with larger budgets. Quality is not influenced by the presence of a Board of Health or conducting cross-jurisdictional CHAs or CHIPs. Priorities do vary by region, budget, and structure, but there's much more in common from health department to health department than there is difference, and much less difference between health departments than there is between health departments and hospitals. Implications for public health include larger health departments with larger budgets have an advantage, so some way of augmenting the efforts of the smaller health departments would provide benefit. Variation between the CHA-CHIPs and CHINA-CHINAs identified priorities that demonstrate important differences in perspective and experience. These differences appear to be complementary, implying that population needs would be more effectively served through a collaborative process than in the siloed process that currently exists. Strengths of our project include a large whole sample in the state of Ohio, a comprehensive approach to crossing health systems boundary, and that we utilized a standard abstraction protocol adapted from a previously successful model. Limitations include that the information is based only on increments available in documents, not necessarily what was actually done. Some items were not effective across local health department and health and hospital boundaries, and that were therefore excluded. And the analysis is based on the current stage of assessment. Then there were different stages of progress for different programs. This is the final slide, and that is the conclusion that hospitals and health departments would do well to work together in this process. And there will be time at the end, presuming we continue to stick with the schedule, and I'm right at my time right now. 8 seconds left. Enough time just to point out that, in fact, while I say better together, if you look closely, you'll notice that those two puzzle pieces don't actually fit together.